Hey everybody, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, normally we have, our show is broken up. We do have advertisers and sponsors. That's how we pay it for everything. That's how we keep the lights on. Today's episode, though, we're not doing that because I want you guys to all to have a little taste of what our Patreons, the people that have signed up for the my Patreon thing, get a taste of. They get every episode ad free. So enjoy today's episode ad free. If you want to keep continuing to enjoy the episodes ad-free, well, you got to sign up for Patreon. It's not much. There's different tiers they have set up for that. It's a couple bucks for, the lowest tier or whatnot. But you can get all the episodes ad-free. On one of the next tier up, I think you get free shipping on all the paintings is one of the deals on there. It's all kinds of cool little stuff. And we're doing two a month, bi-monthly. Patreon only show. So those are not to the public. So kind of cool, different stuff. Anyway, here's today's episode, ad free. Enjoy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, before we start the show today, I just want to tell everybody, thank you for all they're not emails, but they call them DMs, the direct messages and whatnot. I mentioned a couple days ago on the show that I was fighting a cold, and, believe me, when I came down with that thing, I got worried. It's just the time we live in, but no, I'm fine. It's just a cold. And, everybody was messaging me and, and all, everything. I am fine. Just a cold, ladies and gentlemen, just a cold. And I'm feeling like a Hollywood movie star right now because I'm drinking, just finished this smoothie my wife made me. And believe it or not, I just drank a big giant thing of kale and hemp seeds and flax seed. I don't even know what's in this thing. It's kind of a purplish brown color, but it was pretty good. So I can't complain too much. But keeping me healthy. We don't want that to any more difficult than it is. She's taking care of me, ladies and gentlemen. So all is well. All is well. And I hope everybody out there is staying healthy too. Wash them hands and stuff. Very, very important. Anyhow, I am very, very excited today. We've got a fantastic, speaking of Hollywood movie stars, we've got a fantastic one, an actor extraordinaire. You probably know him from a lot of, various movies and this and that. He is just out of sight, wicked cool, turned up to 10. I would like to welcome Mr. Burke Floyd.
Hey, Jamie. Burke. Hey, man.
How are you?
Yes, sir.
The button. Hey man, how cool is this? You've got a new film coming out, and you're just doing all kinds of stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm so excited. We've got Sour coming out from Overnight Pictures and Green Apple Entertainment. That'll be coming out the first week of March, give or take. It's like a thriller, kind of edge of your seat, suspense, little action, little haunting to it as well. So super excited and really proud of that one. Can't wait for people to see it. Clay Moffat, the director, is awesome in that. And then my fellow castmates, and Natalie Mayer, who's the star of the thing, she's just a killer, man. She's amazing. So I'm really excited for people to get to see that. And then 2020, we filmed that right at the very beginning of 2020. And I'll tell you, Jamie, it's been, you're an artist. You can 2020 – you can go and paint and create, even with COVID and even with a quarantine, I was shocked that we got that done before quarantine. I was shocked that I was able to do some other things as well in 2020 for film and TV. So it was a great year actually for me.
That's fantastic. I'm telling you, man, the 2020, I have been with my wife. We have been together. We've been a couple forever, you know, almost 8, 9 years, something like that, you know, something crazy. We did everything backwards. We were together. We bought a house and, you know, have a dog and all this and that. And but the thing is, she's Italian and she has an Italian mama. And the her mother was like, you got to be married. You know, you got to we got to have a wedding.
100%.
Yeah, you know, so, okay. You know, so we did. We got married in March and of 2020. And I remember being at my, you know, all my high school friends are there, you know, people I've known forever. And we were all kind of, we were very cavalier about this whole pandemic thing. We were, I was joking with some of my friends, you know, kind of laughing in my hand. I'm like, oh, look at these people just freaking out, blah, blah. It's, you know, it's like Ebola. It's way far away. It isn't going to, you know, I was, I'm owning it. I was not taking it seriously at all. And then like a week later, it showed up. You know what I mean? And everybody was like,
well, yeah,
I was thinking the world was going to turn into Mad Max or something. You know, I didn't know. I was worried. But you're right. I got a lot of work done this year.
Well, that's the thing, right? Even if it's work on yourself, you know, having a little kind of downtime like that, that's it can be a good thing. And I think when it's imposed on you by, you know, by pandemic, that's obviously the worst of circumstances. But one of my favorite sayings is the same boiling water that hardens eggs will soften a potato. And so it's what you do with your circumstances that matter. So I'm congratulations on getting married though, man. Like that's so awesome. And did you actually, let me ask you now, because you were doing it, to make the mom happy, which I totally get, mother-in-law happy. I'm the same way with my mother-in-law. Whatever she wants, I'm down for. But did you go the sitcom route? Did you have a wedding but not actually get married just to satisfy her, or did you get married filed with the court?
I'm telling you, this thing was, I felt like I was one of the royals in England or something, man. It just snowballed into this giant, you know, I won't say how much it was. It was a lot of money. I could have bought a very fancy car with what this cost.
Wow.
But it was a big deal. But, you know, hey, everybody was happy and everything. Hey, Brooke,
awesome,
I was
man.
Looking at your, the other day, I was looking at your IMDb page. And for those who don't know, who listen to the show, you got to go check out IMDb. It's like the resume almost of people in showbiz. And yours is very long, Burke. You have been doing this a while, and cool stuff too, man. Very cool projects. Did you know when you were a youngster, like when you were a kid, hey, man, you know, movie star, that's what I want to be doing. Did you know that acting and whatnot was in your future?
I'll tell you, I knew that I wanted to entertain people. I knew that. I've always loved Hollywood, kind of the myth of it, the history of it. I've always enjoyed TV and film, watching it, even as a kid, kind of as an escapist thing maybe, but I always loved it, and I knew I wanted to be an entertainer, but I didn't. Now, I will say this. I was a featured extra. I worked 1 week as a feature extra in 1990 on the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film. And that was by happenstance that I got that. But I saw that. I didn't audition for it or anything. But I saw, you know, I saw movies getting made from behind the scenes, you know, when I was 11 or 12, and thought that that was really cool. But I don't know that I ever thought about making a living out of it. Even when I was starting out professionally, you know, after school. So in high school, I did some commercials and some national ones and things like that. And I always tell people I'm
That's
19
cool.
in reruns. What's that?
I said, that is so cool. But, you know? Shit, man.
At
19, I wasn't doing anything that interesting. You know?
100%. Yeah, and so, you know, there, you know, that was a rad opportunity for me. But again, like, I was like, okay, but what's our real job going to be? You know, I'm no Tom Cruise, and I'm still not a Tom Cruise. But, you know, what's my real job? How am I going to pay my bills and buy a house and things like that? How am I going to afford right. a Jamie Rock level wedding? Like, how am I That's ever right. going to do that? And so, you know, it wasn't until, one of the spots that I did was a voiceover for a sandwich company. And at the end of every commercial, they had a slogan regarding how the bread is toasted. I'm not allowed to say exactly the words, but I think we can all pick it up.
Right.
And that was me in that voiceover for like 15 years. And so, yeah, so that was money that had some legs on it. But even then, I didn't know that was going to go for 15 years. So it wasn't until I did the Gap Khaki Country, the dancing commercial, and I got a really nice check. I got a really nice check as a residual. And then I've done the Gap Khaki Swing commercial as well. And I thought I was in for the same kind of check, which between the two would be definitely a solid year's pay, you know, at a regular job. But then I got the Gap Khaki Swing commercial, but not enough to quit your job because you don't know that you're always going to have that.
Right.
And then I got the Gap Khaki Swing one, and I came to pick up the check, my first residual check from my agency. And I rode the elevator down from my agency in New York at the time and opened the check, you know, trying to be discreet on the elevator. Got off the elevator and found a little corner, opened the check and looked at it just to make sure that it was roughly the number that I thought it was. And it was far more than that. It was a lot more than that. In fact, I thought it was the wrong check. I thought it was for somebody else, or I thought the agent's assistant had made a mistake. I even tried to help him out. I was like, hey, man, I went back upstairs. I was like, hey, I think he gave me the wrong check. Like, nope, that's your check, Burke. Like, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's no, Burke. It's your check. And I remember as I was walking away, he said something along the lines of, you are lucky you're pretty. So ignorant. But yeah, that was the moment where I was like, wait a second. We could do something with this. Maybe make some moves here and make this happen.
Hell yeah. I mean, how cool is that, you know? And it's just, it's boom, here you go. You know, the world, the frontier opens up before you in those moments, you know? It's like,
you're exactly right,
cool?
and you know what that'll
yeah.
It is so cool, and for those people that are out there, whether it be in acting or like with you, or like being an artist or, you know, hosting a show like you do, like any of that, even those people that are out there trying and they haven't even gotten that first check kind of thing yet, that first big check, you know, you find your win in whatever you can find it every day, and remember, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. So if you decide
right.
that you could never do something, chances are you never will.
That's so true. And I've seen so many people in life that you know, they carry that with them, you know, and it sucks.
100%.
It sucks.
Yeah,
although,
I feel for them, especially the ones that are my friends. I'm like, oh, man, that's got to be awful. That does not seem like
the
way I would want to live.
You can't.
Nope.
Exactly. I was talking
they
to a friend of mine. This
they
is
can't see
about, probably a few weeks back, and we were talking about another friend of ours has gotten really into gambling lately, and
okay.
You know, and it's he's probably going to have to get some help with this. We're thinking,
yeah,
you know, well, I don't know. It's not like
sure.
skinny. We're concerned though. So that's what the conversation was. And they're like, well, you know, you've seen a lot of things, Jamie, you know, and I said, I've never had that bug, but I've never won big at game. My whole experience of gambling is I'll go to like Vegas or something. And, you know, I put some money down and boom, 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 boom happens. And they're taking the money away. I've never won big at gambling. Now, if I had, I probably would have a completely different perspective of that, you know, it would be
sure.
I can walk by the table, no problem, because I've never had that moment like you did with your check. You know what I mean? That infinite possibilities here.
That,
I've had
yeah,
that in other
yeah.
things, But it's, you know, and once you have that, when I sold my first painting, I was kind of like, geez, you know, really? I could do this for a living.
Yeah.
I just got to do it a lot, you know. So, yeah, I get what you mean. But that is cool. That is cool to have that moment. And so then from swing dancing, even, and then that just what snowballed into, I mean, you were, I was looking at your thing, and you were in all kinds of Spin City, Dawson's Creek, Navy SEAL, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, and it just kept going. And then big movies, too, you know, Big Mama Cow, and all kinds of stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, it was, you know, it's really, it's, it was such a whirlwind ride there for about a decade of, a little less than that, but, you know, there was one point where I was doing All My Children in New York. I was still living in New York, but I'd quit my job. I'd been with a financial brokerage, which is why when you made the joke that we could talk about GameStop and Robinhood,
oh, yeah, you
I was
going to
say, like, I could actually keep up with you on that. I was working at a brokerage and thought, you know, this will be my life. You know, I'll do this for 40 years and die and whatever. And which is also, you know, for the people
that have a pretty nice life doing that.
Yeah, for the people that do that and are good at it, man, you know, more power to them. And so after I quit that job, I was doing All My Children on 13th Avenue in New York at the ABC Studios there. And then I would leave All My Children, which was kind of like banker's hours. So I would be out of there, you know, usually before 5 p.m. And I'd go grab a bite, and then I would hop a cab and ride down. I would have taken the subway. For those who think I'm snobby taking a cab, it's because I was on 13th Avenue and I needed to get to Times Square and I didn't want to change trains twice. But anyway, I would hop a cab and ride it down. And then to the Nederlander Theater, because I was playing Roger in Rent on Broadway at night. And so I was still doing two jobs because, you know, I Forrest Gumped my way through this whole thing. And the entire time I thought for sure that would be, you know, they'll never hire me again after this. They're going to figure out I'm no good at it and I'll never do this again. And so I just took as many of them as I could. And oddly enough, one of the funny things is that everyone who I know who are my friends who have ever seen any of my stuff, you know, some of them haven't seen any of it, right? I'm not Tom Cruise, but
right.
Those that have seen my stuff, it's always funny to see what they latch on to, like what's the thing they think is the cool thing. And that's a really neat thing for me personally, because it just shows that I've had a varied career and done varied things. So like somebody, a friend of mine's girlfriend, her name's Rachel. My friend's name is Corey. His girlfriend, Rachel, freaked out because of Rent, because she's a big theater. She's a big Broadway fan. She's like, yeah, Dawson's Creek. I get it. But Rent, tell me more. And you know, it's always cool. It's always cool to have that experience.
I'm telling you. Well, besides Sour, which is coming up, you know, I saw Minority Report on there, and I'm like, oh, one of my all-time favorite films. How cool is that? You know, and I know what you're saying. And, but yeah, you've got a lot of very varied career, you know, in film and whatnot. And the stage as well. How cool, man. That is awesome. I'd be posting about that all the time on my Facebook page. Check this out. I'm not delivering pizzas. You know? Oh, man, that's awesome. Well, tell us about Seller.
Yeah,
you know,
I count myself
we've
really
had, man. Well, I bet you there's a lot of work in there, too. I don't think that's just luck. I mean, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you probably work your tail off as well. We had Clay
I put my back
on.
Into a little bit. Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, we had him on a couple episodes ago and whatnot. And how did that come about? Through your agency? Or, I mean, you probably get scripts all the time. I picture you sitting beside the ocean, you know, having a nice lunch, eating a big piece of salad, and they come and deliver scripts to you. You know, Hollywood life.
Right.
Did you just take a script and say, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm cool Marcus, the cool detective uncle. I want to do it.
So it's funny that, yeah, it's funny that you say that. First of all, I wouldn't have a Caesar salad. Obviously, I would have a kale and flaxseed oil smoothie like you.
That's right.
I mean, I learned from watching you. You know, it's funny. I had a family. I quit acting for a long time. I had a family, a personal tragedy that, you know, I addressed and had to address. And my wife now, Lee, and I, we've got an 8-year-old son, Luca, who's my best friend. He saw me. I'd done a couple of appearances on the Food Network, and one of them was on Guy's Grocery Games, and he saw me on Guy's Grocery Games, and he freaked out. He was like, "Dad, Dad!" You know, because it wasn't like a home video. He stumbled upon it,
right.
And it blew his mind. It was a rerun, right. And it blew his mind. And he was like, "You should do that more." And I was like, "I don't know that it's that easy." And one of my closest friends, Adam Berardi, is Clay's partner at Overnight Pictures, and he had this script. And, you know, we were friends, but he knew that I just didn't do much acting. I didn't do any of it anymore. I stepped away from it because I stepped away from it to recover from everything. And he said, you know, man, I got this script. I've got this property. We have it over here. And Clay's going to direct. And it's pretty right up your alley, man. You might want to give this a read. And I swear, I think he and my wife might have been in cahoots because there was like – these subtle things dropped around the house, you know, these little hints of like, maybe I should get into that and maybe I should read it and look into it. And so I said, you know, yeah, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, you know what? It's really, I read the script and was like, okay, it's really good. I don't know if I can pull it off, man. And he goes, yeah, I think you got one in you. Why don't you come do this one? Just do this one. And he showed me Natalie Mayer's audition and she was brilliant in it. I was like, okay. You know, she was an undiscovered talent at that point. And she's doing a lot of stuff now as well. She's fantastic. And I was like, okay, yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Okay. And we got on set and we shot it. It was a quick shoot because that's how they had plotted the production schedule of it. But also because we wanted to make sure that we were done and wrapped and in the can before anything got shut down. And the finished product of it is really, really strong. And I'm really, really proud of it. And then, oddly enough, some people caught wind of it or saw the trailer or whatever, and some people were trying to push it, let people know that I was back in the game a little bit, which I didn't even realize I was back in the game yet. I was very fortunate that some people sent me some scripts, and I was able to knock out a few other things, and a new series that'll be out on CBS, on Apple TV from CBS Studios in the spring, and here I am, you know, here I am now on hanging out with you, which is awesome. Probably the highlight of my day.
You know,
finally. Your hair, by the way, you are royalty to me with the hair. The pictures that you've been posting.
Come on.
Yeah,
now.
That is royalty, brother.
Man.
You win.
I don't know about that. You've got some pretty cool hair yourself. Let me ask you this. Are you out in L.A. now? Or I know Clay had said he's in Phoenix or something, Arizona, Mesa or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, they live in Arizona. We have our home in Huntington Beach, just south of LA.
Yeah, really.
And so we bounce around, but we also, our son is now homeschooling and everything, so we try to take him. It's cool to get to take him some of these places and let him see, I bounce around. I travel so much for work that it's always cool. And sometimes he'll sit in when it's a good one. I had a meeting, one of my really good friends, Zach Levi, we did Big Mama's House 2 together. He played Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
He and I had a little Zoom conversation for work the other day, and my son got to sit on my lap and talk to him for a few minutes. And it was
nice.
It was really cool. It was really cool for my son to like click in to realize that it was live, that he was just chatting with him. You know what I mean? And Zach was amazing talking to him. So
that is awesome. Does he have the bug yet? Do you think? Do you think he might be, you know, thinking even at 8, like, I might be able to do this.
He definitely has. He absolutely has a bit. of the showman to him for sure. I will say his comic timing, my son's comic timing is of legend, and he's only 8. He will slow play. My son will absolutely slow play a joke. Luca will like drop little hints. I call him Bear. His name's Luca, but I call him Bear. Bear will drop these little hints and slow play a setup, and you won't even see it coming. And then he'll drop a punchline, and you're like, "Oh, I've been taking the bait the whole time. You've had me the whole time." So he's definitely got the showmanship quality.
You know, people pay a lot of money for him. I don't think they can really learn to do it. You know, that's fantastic. He might have a future. You know.
You know, you're driving to
Malibu to visit him. You know.
Yeah, man. Hey, 27 miles of scenic beauty.
There you go. Huntington Beach is beautiful, though. I love Huntington Beach. I'll never forget. Years ago, I used to buy and sell a lot of people don't know this. One of my things that I used to do is I would buy mobile homes, like old trailers, and I had a crew to fix them up, and we flipped them and whatnot. Made quite a bit of money there in Southern California doing that. And somebody had called me, and they said, "Hey, there's this mobile home park. It's the 101 is right on the 101, and the other side of the 101 is the ocean. You know, this park's it's the ocean, the highway, the park." And there was a couple for sale in there. So I went to check them out. And, they wanted a little bit of money for them, but the price for the space rent, I was in San Diego at the time. I was used to, places charging $500 a month for the space. That's just where the trailer goes on, you know. And Huntington Beach, the space rent in that park was $2,400. And I'm like, geez. That's a lot, but it's right on the ocean.
100%. It's so I love Surf City, man. Huntington Beach is just a lot of fun. It's a straight shot to LA. I love San Diego. It's a straight shot down to San Diego. My son loves the zoo down there, and so do I. Do you hear me try to sell that like it was all Luca? No, I love the zoo.
That's right.
My son and I love the zoo.
Fair.
It's so cool.
I hear you, man. I hear you. And way different than winters in New York. People don't know, man.
Hey, that's the truth. Although the Christmas extravaganza is still the spectacular, man. It's so cool at Rock, at 30 Rock. And I don't know, man. Miracle on 34th Street kind of thing. You can live that in New York. I can't wait for those for us as a country, as a society and culture to get back to some of that in whatever it looks like. You know what I mean? In whatever way it looks, and Broadway to be back open. Man, I really can't wait for that.
Absolutely. It's been tough. It's been tough. A lot of my theater friends, man, I tell you, it's been tough on everybody. I have a lot of friends that are into that DJ at clubs. Well, they did. That all went away, you know. But the thing is, and that's great, if you have a residency somewhere and they're paying you all that money, the problem is when you're not getting that, and the mortgage still comes. It's rough. It's been a crazy year. And a lot of my stand-up friends, man, hard to do stand-up on a Facebook live stream, without the
audience. It's not the same. I give them – and, hey, shout-out to you are so right. I've got a lot of friends that are comics as well. One of my closest friends of all time is Craig Robinson, who people know mostly from The Office or Hot Tub Time Machine. And right now he's hosting The Masked Dancer. And I love Craig, man. I've known him for forever. In fact, as a just callback, he and I went to Zach Levi's birthday like 10 years ago, 15 years ago together. Anyway, he was talking about that before. Like he and I were talking about, these comics that are, they're trying their best to pivot to something and more power. And we want to support them in that for sure. And we celebrate that they're trying to pivot and encourage that they're trying to pivot. But But you're right. Even doing it on a Facebook Live doesn't. There's an electricity in the room when you're in a crowded comedy club, and you, yeah, man, and it's you and a mic, and it's ride or die, you and a mic in this crowd, you know, and there's an electricity and an energy, a vibe about that that you just can't capture virtually. But I know that they're going to get there. I know they're going to get back to that and whatever it looks like.
Oh, yeah. I think all this, you know, hopefully it'll wind down and stuff, you know. I mean, they seem to got the right people on it, you know, get the people knocking it out.
For sure.
Hey, I have kept you longer, Burke, than I was supposed to, but you're fascinating to talk to. Real quick.
Well, I so appreciate
Sauer's
that.
Not, yeah. Sauer hasn't dropped yet, though. It's coming out, what, next week, I think, or something like that? Or a couple
next week or the week after, yeah. Sometime in the next couple of weeks. And you can follow it on my Instagram is Burke_Floyd. You can follow info on it there. Or, as you had said, you can go to IMDb. And look it up on there. It's Sauer from Overnight Pictures, Green Apple Entertainment. Myself, Natalie Mayer, Adam Berardi, Clay Moffitt's directing. Ryan Harrison Riffle is awesome in it. Really, really creepy out in that. I know I'm leaving people out, but Jay Alonso Lopez. There's just a really great cast, really great team. This young lady, Shane Perkins, did the makeup for it. With Moni, and they're amazing. It's a really great movie, and I'm really looking forward to people getting a chance to see it.
Absolutely, and folks, I'm going to find out. I'm looking at my show notes right now, and I just don't see it listed here. But I will find out definitely the day it drops. And don't worry about it. I will be posting it on all of my social media, and so you know you will have links to the video on demand on that and everything. I will make sure
Thank
of it.
Thank you so much for that.
And, oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, hey, congratulations working with Overnight Picture. They seem to have their stuff really together, you know. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, man, they're putting out some great material. Rise of Sir Longbottom is awesome. I'm jealous I'm not in that. That's awesome.
Well, they're making a third one, so who knows? You know?
I'm sending gift baskets. Don't you think I'm not? I'm sending care packages, and you know, I'm mowing Clay Moffitt's lawn, and I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to mow Clay Moffitt's lawn. If he lives in Arizona, how much grass could it really have?
Yeah, that's right. Just a lot of cactus.
I would get permission from my wife to date Clay Moffitt's sister if I had to get in this thing. So. Sorry, that's a dig on Clay. I love my wife very much, but he's got a sister he's super protective of, so that was a shot.
That is funny. Oh, man. Well, hey, Burke, I know you got a bunch of these to do, so I'm going to let you get to them. But thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on our little show here. I so appreciate it. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Keep doing what
you're
doing.
Thank you so much. I'm a fan.
So good at it.
Thanks so much.
Yeah,
you too,
hey,
Jamie. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and listen to your wife next time when she says, get back into the acting. That's what you need to be doing. You're good at it, you know?
Yeah, thanks, brother.
She knows what she's talking about.
She does. She's the boss for me for sure.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Have a great show. Take care.
Yeah, you too. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Mr. Burke Floyd, actor, like I said, actor extraordinaire. And he has really been in a lot of stuff. We didn't even get into all of the everything. It's just very impressive. I tell you, I like doing that Internet Movie Database. I will do that. I'll be watching a show or something, you know. I do that on, you know, whatever I'm watching, Hulu or so. I'll be watching Amazon or something. I do it. I tell you, I was just doing it the other day. I was watching I'm hooked on this Expanse show on Amazon on that. Such a good sci-fi show. And, you know, I'll see somebody and I'm like, I've seen that actor or actress before. Hold on. I'll hit pause and then call up the IMDb. I do it all the time. And it's a good resource to have is all I'm saying. Well, hey, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. We will I'll be converting this to a podcast. It'll be out on all the various social media platforms. And on all the podcasting platforms, we're on a whole bunch of them, like 250, 260, some crazy number like that. We just got approved for Pandora, which is very cool. That stuff just doesn't happen either. I mean, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of moving parts, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, we kind of know what we're doing with it a little bit, enough to fake through it, I think. No, but seriously, we're on all these. This will be on those. You can listen to the show however you want. And this is the episode. I was just thinking about this right before we went on the air. I don't know if you guys remember way back when we had episode 1000. And it stunk because my plan for the past couple of years, I'm like, hey, when we get to episode 1000, we're going to have a big party. I'm going to have some of the music guests. You know, we're going to get them here to South Florida. We're going to have a big party because we've got this giant yard, you know, and I'm building a stage back there, you know, and putting tables and stuff on it. Not the eating kind, folks, the cool, like, turntable thing. Anyway, I haven't told my wife about that yet, so let's keep that between us. I have to sell my projects a little bit at a time. It's part of being married. But it's going to be awesome, let me tell you. Anyway, I was going to have a big thing for episode 1000, and we couldn't do it because of COVID and whatnot. So now here we are. This is episode 1070. So I'm thinking, realistically, we'll probably do the big party at like episode 1200 something. That's the plan. That is the hope. That I want to have a big extravaganza, and I want it to be, I know I say I never will do video. Believe me, I've got a face for radio. Definitely. But I think we'll do a live stream video. I want to have a big thing, man, because we've been doing this show a long time. And, you know, close to 8 years now. Well, 7 years. And seven or eight. I don't know, a while. I never planned on doing it this long. I thought we'd do about 20 of these. And, you know, I'd find something else to do. Here we are. Years later. It never ends. No, it's cool, man. It's cool. I really enjoy. I tell you, I was just telling somebody this. One of the cool things I like about this show, doing the show, is a couple times a week, I get to hang out with people that are doing stuff, man. It is so inspiring to me. Because, yeah, sure, you talk to a lot of people that say they want to do this or that or whatnot. I'm hanging out with people that are doing it. So it's, you know, I made some real good friends, too, with this show. So it's real cool. I am not complaining about my job at all, you know. And it gives me time to push a little paint around, and that works out real nice. It's a nice balance. Okay, folks, I have gone on way too long, so I am going to get out of here, and we will see you on Monday. We've got a fantastic – next week's going to be a lot of music. I know I haven't had a music guest since the beginning of the year, and here it is, February already. Next week is all music guests, though, so that's what we're doing next week, and we've got some very exciting singer-songwriters of all different kinds of music coming on. So, you know, get ready for that. That's going to be really cool. And, you know, and then we're going to have, you know, music and movie people after that. So working real hard on it. I just got to get it all put together. Okay, so we will see you next time. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.